Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.
From St. Louis Public Radio. This is St. Louis on the Air.
You describe him as on the Mount Rushmore of home run hitters. So I gotta ask, is he gonna make it to 700?
That's a great question, and they're asking it at coffee shops and bars across the St. Louis area. I say yes. I'm going with September 21st. That's my date. Mark it on your calendar now, my friend.
I'm Danny Wisentowski. The St. Louis Cardinals might as well be playing on a field of dreams. Its season is already that magical, with Albert Pujols' bat rewriting the story of his career with every swing as he approaches 700 career home runs. On Sunday, in the ninth inning against the Pirates, Pujols rallied the Cardinals to a late game lead as he hit homer number 697.
The 2-0 pitch to Albert Pujols. Here it comes. Albert sends one out to deep right center. It's at the wall! Gone! He's done it! 697! A two-run homer to put the Cardinals on top! He's all alone, fourth place in home runs in Major League history! Incredible!
Pujols is not the only player making their mark on the baseball history books this season. Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina have now started more games as a battery than any duo in the history of Major League Baseball. Here with us now to talk about their performance this season and the team's lead in the National League Central is Benjamin Hockman, sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Benjamin, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me on. This is going to be a lot of fun.
So much fun. And you could hear that crowd of the energy that Pujols brought to them and something that maybe no one thought they would be seeing, Pujols approaching this 700 number. And he is now in the sole possession of fourth place on the MLB's all-time run list. And you describe him as on the Mount Rushmore of home run hitters. So I got to ask, is he going to make it to 700?
That's a great question, and they're asking it at coffee shops and bars across the St. Louis area. I say yes. I'm going with September 21st. That's my date. Mark it on your calendar now, my friend. That's when it'll happen. But yeah, I mean, he's got 697. They've got four more home games here this weekend with a doubleheader, and then on the road, and then a lot of games against Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh's Pittsburgh. They're terrible. So a lot of opportunities for Albert to make history.
That's right. And you know, mark that down, September 21st. That's good money on that. And you know, part of what makes this so startling, you know, seeing an amazing home run, you know, on its own is fantastic. But Pujols said earlier this year that this is going to be his last baseball season, and no one was really expecting that this was going to be his curtain call. So, what kind of transformation have we seen from him in 2021, or from 2021?
Well, the transformation has been somehow backwards in time to the year 2005. It really has been extraordinary and mythical and surreal and real all the same. The reality is that the Cardinals thought Pujols would help the team against left-handed pitching occasionally off the bench. Now he seems to be starting every day, righties or lefties, and hitting the heck out of baseballs. And when he doesn't homer, it's still hard hits, hard-hit baseballs such as the sacrifice fly RBI last night. And that's the other thing about these home runs is it's not like he's hitting a homer when the Cardinals are up 10-1 against the Reds in the eighth inning. These are game-swaying home runs that are important to the Cardinals. He's clutch, as they say.
And you know, it seems like it could create a problem for the manager, Ollie Marmol. You know, is Albert Pujols suddenly rejuvenated and is ready to just smash these things every time he's on the plate, or is there a limited amount of this kind of energy, this kind of rejuvenation that Pujols has left? Does he have to be careful with how much Pujols is used?
Most definitely, and credit Marmol for what he's done so far, right? He's pressed all the right buttons, or most of the right buttons, in regards to Pujols to, if you will, maximize Albert. So now he's starting him more often, and he's trying to maximize him in that regard. But look, if Albert goes 0-for-5 in two straight games, and there's not a lefty on the mound that third game, I doubt Marmol starts him. The Cardinals are still in it to win it. They're still in it. When I say win it, of course I mean the division. But they're also going after, and this is going to be tough, but they were trying to get the number two spot in the new playoffs set up. They'd be number three if they won the division right now, if the season ended today. But if they get that number two spot and surpass the first place team in the National League East, the Cardinals would get a bye in the first round.
Wow. And we're going to talk about that division, that playoff situation in just a second. But I wanted to rest here for a moment, not just on Albert Pujols, but on two other players who've had, you know, in any other season would be the headline making historic, moment. And I'm talking, of course, about pitcher Adam Wainwright and catcher Yadier Molina making their 325th start together in Wednesday's game against the Brewers, taking over sole possession of the record for most starts as an MLB battery. Now, this has made your job, Benjamin. You've been very busy. You have to write about Albert Pujols' historic home run race, and then a couple days later, we have Wainwright and Molina. And after that game, after Wednesday's game, Molina reflected on his feelings on reaching this point.
Such a great feeling just to reach that number and to be part of that list and to be on top of that list. It was such a great feeling.
And that audio came courtesy of Cardinals.com. And Molina is also retiring at the end of this season, and his impact on the game is not lost on Wainwright.
He's 40 years old, caught 18 years in the big leagues. It's just a lot of innings. On your knees, I can't catch more than 30 seconds, on a flat ground session, and I'm already ready to stand up. And this guy's caught 18 years and just always taking the ball, just rises to the occasion.
Benjamin, it seems like we're approaching a moment where fans are going to have to say goodbye to some just beloved Cardinals, these Mount Rushmore-sized players, Yadier Molina, Albert Pujols, and even Adam Wainwright. He's not announced his plans beyond this year, but it's got to be on folks' minds. You talk a bit about what this means in this moment for this city of potentially saying goodbye to these titans of baseball.
Well, you think about it, right? They made their first start in 2007. Where was everybody listening in the year 2007? Well, since that year, annually, they've been starting ball games together every fifth day, if you will. Yadier Molina behind the plate, Adam Wainwright on the mound. It's a beautiful symmetry, and the two have become great friends, and it's kind of special. I wrote it in the Post-Dispatch. This kid from Georgia and this kid from Puerto Rico have become eternal St. Louisans, and they are part of our culture. They are part of our, they kind of infuse our souls with this idea that baseball can be bigger than just a game, because how much of St. Louis's heart and soul has been poured out to Adam Wainwright and Yadier Molina for these past couple decades, if you will. It really is a special thing. I interviewed a fan standing above the bullpen. His name was Dan Stout, and he basically said that their relationship and their connection only enhances his own connection as a fan to those two players.
And the statistical story here, this 325th career start, obviously that is a big deal. But as you point out, the story of this battery, of their pairing together, really began before that, in the postseason of 2006. What do you remember about, of them being together for the first time, the first chapter of this story that we're really now seeing maybe the conclusion to?
I mean, for many St. Louisans, that moment, and I'm not even going to talk about the World Series winning pitch, but the pitch to win the NLCS, Cardinals at the Mets in New York, the curveball, Adam Wainwright to Carlos Beltran. Beltran, this star hitter, frozen by the pitch. Yadi leaps into the air and then leaps into Wainwright's arms. And that is an iconic moment that I think will not leave people's brains. They'll be sitting sitting on a couch in their triple digits or in their late 90s or 80s or whatever age, and recalling just the joy that was that moment. And yeah, so let's say Wainwright as a reliever. Let's say he had flamed out as a starting pitcher that next year and never really made it. Nonetheless, he would still be a part of Cardinals history for getting that last out of the NLCS and then, of course, getting the last out of the 2006 World Series. Instead, not only did he do that, but he went on to start 325 games with Yadier Molina, a Major League record.
It's just so much to even just keep up with the accomplishments that these players have done. And, you know, very briefly before the end of this segment, you know, as you mentioned, the playoffs are coming up. You know, the Cardinals are in a position to, you know, make it there, improve their positioning. What are you going to be most closely following in terms of those games leading up to the playoffs?
Gosh, I mean, the answer would be everything. I mean, you look at the consistency or lack thereof of the offense in recent weeks. That, of course, could be troublesome. You look at a pitcher like Jordan Montgomery, the number three pitcher who came to St. Louis and was doing just miracle works out there on the mound and then looked very, very real and mortal in his most recent starts. We'll watch him. And then, of course, the bullpen, Ryan Helsley, the closer, and some of these guys that lead up to him. They're very talented players, but they've shown some signs of weakness here and there. So a lot of questions to be answered, but a lot of fun watching it.
And Ben, you know, just, you know, very briefly, you know, this new playoff format is also here. How is this going to change potentially how the Cardinals are handling this?
Great question. The fact is the Cardinals will most likely make the playoffs as the division winner, but like I mentioned earlier, there's that extra round of the playoffs.
Benjamin Hockman, sports columnist for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
This episode was produced by Emily Woodbury. Audio engineering and podcast design by Aaron Dorr. Our production intern is Avery Rogers. Alex Hoyer is our executive producer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Our podcast proudly supports St. Louis artists by using music from Life Creative Group.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Support comes from the Missouri Forest Products Association, honoring Arbor Day on April 26th, with an ongoing commitment to sustainable stewardship and conservation of Missouri's forests. ChooseWood.com.